Hello, everybody. Welcome back to What the F is Being a Human? In this episode, I will motivate you lovely people to chase after your dreams. To be honest, I'm partly doing this episode for myself because I'm also chasing after my dreams. If you've listened to my previous episodes, which if you haven't, you should. Anywho, if you've listened to my previous episodes, you would know that I'm trying to transition out of being a clinical dietitian to being a podcaster because I've learned that I just like talking about myself. I'm just kidding. I like sharing my human experiences and the life lessons I've learned with people. Now, I'm going to go over several limiting thoughts that dishearten me and how I'm shifting out of them. The first limiting thought is not wanting to let go of invested time. This is a huge one, especially if you've invested so much time into something else already. For example, I invested 4 years into studying bioengineering. Then I changed my major to nutrition. Now I have a master and doing a doctorate in nutrition. And my freaking heart says she now wants to be a podcaster. Of course, at each point of these transitions, I felt like I had spent so much time already into building something else. But the alternative is to spend more time on a path that doesn't give you true satisfaction. And I might not know everything in the world, but I can promise you this. Whatever the hell your heart truly desires to do, you will never, ever be able to convince her otherwise. I promise you that. So you can let her take the rein now, or you can continue doing what your mind tells you to do for another 20 years until your heart is exhausted as fuck, and then you'll have no choice but to tend to her. So you choose, now or 20, 50 years later. Either way, the heart will always win. But really, I don't think there's such thing as wasted time, because you need to go through all of that to figure out what you want and don't want. Or maybe you needed all that growth from your previous experiences to excel in your dream. Just the other day, I was telling my cousin that I felt like I wasted time trying to land on YouTube. And now figuring out that I actually want to do a podcast. What she told me was that no entrepreneurial journey is a straight line. Taking a direction that does not work for you just steers you closer to the direction that will work, which is a very wise advice. But when she said that, I also figured out why I've been feeling so much anxiety. It's because I've been chasing straight lines my whole life. I got my bachelor, I did my master, I did my internship, got a clinical dietitian job, which is what most dietitians do, and now I'm pursuing my doctorate. It's a safe path because you know after step one, you go to step two and then step three, and the path is kind of laid out for you already. And that's awesome if it gives you true peace and satisfaction. But like me, some of you out there might have a dream that doesn't have a straightforward path to it, which might lead to the limiting thought number two, fear of failure. I like control and safety, okay? That's why I had chosen straight line paths my whole life. So now, when I decided to listen to my heart for the very first time in my life, and she says, "We wanna be a podcaster." Of course, that uncertainty of it is scary as fuck. But to be honest, from 28 years of living and learning multiple times over that success from something that is not meant for me doesn't give me real satisfaction and feels like a total heartbreak every time, I am now actually more scared of never finding my peace. What it looks like from where I'm standing is I have a path with all the possibilities in the world, and then there's another path that I already know I'm not going to be happy even at the destination. If you know what I'm talking about, I'm sure fear of failure can't stop you too. But for those of you who don't know what I mean, and it's okay if you don't know what I mean, maybe you haven't experienced it yet. How I would approach fear is realizing that fear is a construct of the mind. You're scared because your brain is drawing up pictures of all the shit that could go wrong. But do you know for certain that these things are going to happen? No, you don't. I have a phrase that I tell myself when I start feeling fear and imagining everything that can go wrong. What I tell myself is, the mind is imagining this. And that calms me down instantly because it pulls me back into the present moment where I'm most likely safe. Another thing that will allow you to invest in your dreams without too much fear is to reorganize your situation in a way that ensures you that your basic needs are met and will continue to be met even if you take longer than expected to achieve your dreams. It's about finding the balance between allocating time to pursue your dreams and taking care of your basic human needs. This might mean you have to move back in with your family or downsize your apartment or find a roommate. And you may need to eat out less and limit expensive activities. You might need to find cheap activities that will relax you, like hiking or watching movies with friends at one of their houses, or cooking with friends, or chilling at viewpoints, which is what I do almost every day. You need to allocate time for your dreams without sacrificing your basic human needs, being food, shelter, and relaxation. For me, I am currently living with my aunt, who I pay $450 a month. I have a part-time job where I work 2 days a week that pays for my activities with friends, which I do about once a week, and pays for gas, food, gym membership, and car insurance. And I might not be living as comfortably as I used to, but I think of it as an investment. It's a bigger win in the long run. I do want to say that fear is a human emotion, okay? And it's nothing to be ashamed of. I feel fear too, and I'm sure everyone feels fear. I'm sure when a monk sees a tiger, they feel fear too, okay? In fact, I feel fear of judgment right now as I am speaking. Fear is a survival mechanism, and it can be beneficial at times, but you can't let it stop you from going after your dreams. Don't push down the fear. Let yourself feel it without any judgment. Don't feel ashamed for feeling it. Face the fear and move forward, okay? We're all in this together. You're not the only one feeling fear. I feel fear right now too. Okay, so the last limiting thought. Feeling disheartened from not seeing the fruits of your labor. This is also a good one. I actually stole this one from my friend. Like I mentioned, my friend and I have been trying to land a YouTube channel. It's now been 4 months, and I feel like we haven't made much progress in terms of monetization, even though we put consistent work into it. So, yes, I do occasionally feel disheartened. I don't know about my friend, but there's no failure in not giving up. Failure is only guaranteed if you give up. And who knows? We might be a video away from booming, right? Maybe the top of the mountain is just a few steps away and we just can't see it yet. For me, since I have set an environment for myself where I know I have got all my basic needs covered, there is no looking back. That's why it's important to have that set up. I don't know how much farther until I make it, but I will keep going because I'm committed to this path with all the possibilities. And even if I make just 0.34 step progress a day, I am that much closer to my dream. I hope that this episode motivated some of you, if not all of you, to follow your heart and never give up. Remember this, the desires that were put in your heart are destined for you. Your heart will never lead you astray. I used to think that that's corny and cheesy as fuck, but now I know that it's true. And I hope to see you on the next episode of What the F is Being a Human. Bye.
Goodbye.